singing today in Haiti's capital at the site of the Catholic Cathedral. The building was one of thousands that collapsed 1 year ago today in Haiti's earthquake. 250,000 people died that day in Haiti. Well, today Haitians are remembering the victims, and they're also taking stock of all the promises and the faltering efforts at reconstruction. The most glaring sign of that is the millions of Haitians, 1 million that is, who still live in tent camps in the capital. The World's Jeb Sharp reports from Port-au-Prince.
A year later, the landscape is still scarred and the stories are still raw. Lizina Beauvoir was in her second-story apartment when the building collapsed around her. She managed to crawl out through the debris. Now she lives in a camp. She says all the aid money she hears about certainly isn't flowing her way. She blames the politicians. We don't have a government, Beauvoir says. We don't have a leader who's going to fight to get us out of here. It's a common refrain. Many Haitians assume the government is stealing money intended for them. Beauvoir says foreigners come to ask questions, but no one from the government ever does. You're American, right? You paid for a plane ticket and for a taxi to come to the tent camp to ask me how I'm living. But no Haitian has come to ask how I'm doing. That's sad. Former Prime Minister Michel Pierre-Louis feels that political vacuum as well.
I think the Haitian people, especially those in all those areas affected by the earthquake, wanted to see what's going to happen for them. It's true that the conditions were difficult before, but can you imagine how many people lost everything they had? Nobody's really talking to them.
The 63-year-old Pierre-Louis says she's never felt as low as she has this past year. She lost 30 pounds in the weeks after the earthquake. She simply couldn't eat.
I've never felt what deep down I felt when this earthquake occurred, in terms of the sense of despair, of devastation, and knowing the difficulty we were going to have to get out of it.
Georgette Jean-Louis feels the enormity of the challenges as well. She's the chief operating officer of the micro-lending organization, Fancosé.
Every time there is a drop of rain, I remember those millions of people still on the street of Port-au-Prince. It is really heartbreaking. You see children, young women, men, fathers, mothers, grandmother, the way they live. It is inhuman.
Those images make it hard to rest, she says.
You know, after a hard day of work, everybody would like to go home and sleep fine and sleep well. You don't want to feel to have that pinch in your heart, because I love when it rains, because I have grass in my backyard. I would like for it to rain so I can enjoy the grass. But you can't have that peace of mind.
Jean-Louis says Haiti needs action, not promises. Just build something, she says. Roads, schools, hospitals, anything to get the jobs and money flowing. But that kind of building is what is so glaringly not happening at this one-year mark. Julie Schindel is with Oxfam in Haiti. She's disappointed.
It's not so much disappointment for myself, but for all of the Haitians that I know. And I think, a year and you're still living in a tent? Sometimes when you ask the question, they give you the response, Bienvenue en Haïti, welcome to Haiti. And it's said with so much irony about, well, this is typical here. And I think 1 year on, and maybe this is idealistic or the view of a foreigner who hasn't been worn down, but I think that's unacceptable.
So do the folks living in the tents. I find Roselyne Jean washing a tub of clothes outside her shelter. She lost her father and her sister and a cousin in the earthquake. She gave birth to her second child 7 days after it. Now she lives under a tarp with no door to lock in a camp where she doesn't feel safe. She gives a bitter look when I ask her what she wants Americans to know about what's happening here. It doesn't help to tell people, she says. People come by all the time to talk to us, and they say they're going to pass the message on, but nothing comes of all the messages we've been sending. With that, Jean turns back to her laundry. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp, Port-au-Prince.